When I practiced Vipassana practice in Asia, one of the little teaching sayings that one of the teachers passed on to me is, if it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. If it's not simple, it's not Vipassana. So this is not meant to be a complicated endeavor, and it's not supposed to be focused on some distant attainment, but rather a clarity, heightened clarity about what's actually here, what's happening now. And to characterize this simplicity, I'll offer you two words. Just this. Just this. As you're breathing, just this breath. The simplicity of just being present and knowing this breath, without the complications of the breath before or the breath after, without the complications of evaluations and judgments of the breath, without the complications of being the watcher or the meditator, the complications of doing it right or wrong, just this breath. If there is an ache in the body, pain, just pain, just this pain, just this. Without the complications of all the past pains we've had, or complicated imaginings of the future, or what the pain means, or who we are as a person experiencing pain. For Vipassana practice, the heart of it is to just experience just pain, just this, without before and after. If you're tired, just tired. If there's a lot of noise, just noise. If it gets hot, just hot. Just this. If it gets hot and uncomfortable, just hot and uncomfortable. If it gets warm and nice, just warm and pleasant. Just this. So to begin a session of meditation, it's often useful to begin with a little bit more of a conscious intention to settle into the practice with your body and your posture, to establish a posture that has a, expresses a bit attention, an attentive posture, and that for some people would mean to have the spine be a little bit more upright, maybe an alert spine. So there's a teeny bit of intentionality that flows into the spine to be here and upright. Not so much to be tense, but not so little that the spine might encourage dullness, complacency. And perhaps to feel the weight of your body against your sitting bones, to feel how balanced you are. Is this weight of your body kind of forward of the sitting bone? If you're leaning too far forward, or sideways and more on one side than the other, or pulled back? Sometimes it's nice to kind of rock and sway a bit to see if you can find a balanced, where your weight feels balanced through your torso down to your sitting bones. And then to have your body be your companion, your home for just this. It can be nice to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. As you breathe in deeply, to feel your torso expand, your ribcage expand, your shoulders lift. And as you exhale, long exhale, to soften and relax the body. Perhaps softening or relaxing around the upright spine. And then letting the breathing return to normal. And there's a number of places in the body where the experience of breathing might get highlighted for you. It might be the movement of the chest, rising and falling, expanding and contracting. It might be the movements of the diaphragm and belly. Or the sensations of air as it flows over through your nostril. Or it might be more of a global experience of all three of these areas. And to find where the experience is highlighted or most pronounced, or where it feels most comfortable to have the attention in relationship to breathing. And then to experience the body breathing, just breathing, just this breath, just this inhalation, just this exhale. Can be helpful if you soften or relax in the mind. And to be very generous with yourself, kind with how things are. If the mind is thinking a lot and easily distracted, just this, at this moment, just distractibility, just distraction, just a thought. If there's a lot of thinking, maybe you can relax the thinking muscle. Any physical sense of pressure or tension that might be associated with thinking. And then to become aware of breathing. Not so much by straining to know the breath, but by receiving the experience of breathing into awareness. Remembering that it's enough to be present for just breathing, just this. Without concern about the past or the future, what's happened and what's coming, just this experience. And to support you at the beginning of a retreat to settle into the breathing, to let awareness of breathing help settle and relax the forces of distraction. It might be helpful to gently, softly, use a mental note. It could be as simple as you breathe in, to quietly in your mind say the word in. As you breathe out, out. Or as the chest or abdomen rises as you breathe in, to say softly, rising or lifting. And as you exhale, falling. And using a mental note is giving the thinking mind something to do that promotes attention. Staying present, instead of letting the thinking mind be up to its own devices, where it can wander off in thought easily. And whatever happens, you can experiment with saying, just this is happening now, keeping it that simple. Not a problem, just this. And then begin again with your breathing. breathing as the home base. If you find yourself thinking, let there be a simple moment of clarity that you clearly know thinking, just thinking, just a thought. Clear, relaxed knowing, just this. And then beginning again with your breathing. Just breathing in. Just exhaling. When a sitting comes to an end, we ring the bell. And rather than just simply giving up the practice with the ringing of the bell, let the bell be a reminder to continue being present and mindful in opening your eyes and shifting your posture. The bell is a reminder to stay intimate, close, connected, just here. So there is another little saying that's sometimes used for this Vipassana practice, and that is the fastest way to go from A to B is to be fully at A. Clearly this practice that we're doing here is part of was designed to be part of a path that goes somewhere. It goes from to freedom from suffering, it goes to liberation, it goes to greater capacity for love, compassion. And we can be reassured that this is a good path, that it goes to a good place. But if we're too concerned with going someplace, then that just kind of makes it harder for the practice to really come alive for us. And it turns out that the unfolding of the path unfolds strongest, the best, if we're fully with here, with what's happening here, without trying to engineer, trying to get someplace. It's really trying to be here more and more fully, to be here with our body, just really centered and rooted in our body here. And with our heart here, and our attention here, with this. And so over time, the idea is that the various forces of attention that exist within us kind of get organized and unified and centered here. And the experience of being here becomes richer, and more settled, more stable, more continuous, more clear, seeing what's here clearly. And so it's not so much that we're trying to have a different experience, see something new, we're really trying to see in a new way. So to see with clarity, see with stability, see with non-reactivity, just really see what's here and how we see, keeping it simple. And so this little expression, just this, is meant to be a support for the growing of clarity about what's happening here and seeing more and more clearly. As I said yesterday, the first day can be for some people challenging. And a nice principle in which to approach retreat life, what happens on retreat, is to have the idea that there are no mistakes here. Certainly there are things that happen that we don't want to happen, they're unfortunate they happen, but to keep it really simple and certainly adjust your posture or do changes that are obvious if you need to take care of yourself, but not to look upon anything as a mistake, but rather another thing to be present for. To be with A here. And so if you find yourself more tired than usual, no mistake. just tired. If suddenly the toilets clog, no mistake, just this. And then we take care of it. And I was told that the women's bathroom upstairs here, all the toilets clogged this morning. So just this, right on time. And then right on time, someone told someone, and I guess someone took care of it. And there is the question, why did they clog? And one theory is that there was just too much unflushed toilet paper that all went down at the same time. So sometimes we don't often flush toilet paper if it's just pee and toilet paper. But, if it gets to be too much, maybe it's hard for the system. Or that's the one speculation. So a few things about today. So in a few minutes, Adrian will give instructions for walking meditation. And then at 11 o'clock, I'll give the posture instruction, and I'll announce it at that time, so you don't have to even remember. But it's the end of the next meditation session. And I encourage, if you have been meditating for a long time and feel pretty comfortable in your posture, but you've never heard kind of more detailed instructions on meditation posture, I encourage you to stay for it, because there might be something would be useful to learn for you. And, I've been sitting in this posture for over 40 years, and I'm still learning. And one of the things I'm learning is that over the decades, I shift my posture. I have a decade this way and a decade that way, or, and so learning how to, all the different options of how to sit might be useful over your decades. And the other is, we'll have a talk at 4 o'clock, and then this evening, at the first walking period after supper, which starts at 7:15, we'll have a little meeting in here with the people who are new to retreats or new to retreats at IRC. Or the people who are newish, so you can decide. And we call it a fireside chat, without the fire, but maybe with the warmth. And we just kind of have an informal, just come up here, and we'll sit here in an informal way, and just have a kind of informal checking in, see how things are going, or questions you might have, and after our first day of practice. And we'll announce that again, so you don't have to remember when it is and all that. And other things will be announced through the day that you need to know. But I think that's all. Now that you've been here overnight, any logistical questions about how things work here, or anything you want to ask that would help you feel more comfortable or find your way?